Yo, what's up? Welcome back to Marshall Time. You know what it is, the two bros. Oh, don't get it twisted. We still wearing our green. I told you it's gonna be a long off season for these fan bases. It's gonna be a long, you're gonna get a lot of this Eagles work, a lot of this Fly Eagles gear. This is just, oh, this whole thing, this is just the last time we won. This ain't even the freshest one. This is like, this is from a few years ago when we beat Brady.
Vintage.
This is a vintage Super Bowl winning t-shirt. I just said, let me put it on just for old time's sake. I got a new one that's waiting for me. But yeah, we know what it is when it comes to the NFL world. Season's over. The off season starts. Good luck to you peasants out there that's trying to get on our level, right? We go from championship glory, bro, to just disgusting vibes from the Philadelphia basketball team called the 76ers. I thought I was done talking about them, but there's a new low. Paul George. I love his sneakers. Comfortable. Like they, you know, I like the hoop in his sneakers. I love them. I love the PG sneaker line. I was looking forward to like Sixers colorways and everything like that. I guess Nike discontinued the shoe line or whatever. Wise decision on their part because he stinks. The Sixers lost to the Nets the other night. No Tyrese Maxey, no Joel Embiid. Paul George had 2 points. 1 for 7 field goals. And after the game, I got to see videos of him saying he needs the All-Star break to get his body right. He has no burst. The past couple weeks have been tough on his body. He needs the rest. And so I was confused because I thought he's been resting pretty much for most of the year, right? Has he played every game?
Not at all.
He has a pinky injury. Here's the thing. I'm not going to like, we just going to go right into it because I'm over it. I want to put the final nail in the coffin on this Sixers team in this season, and I want to be done with it. Paul George is making $49 million this season to just go with the vibes and produce a podcast. I want that gig too. No burst. It's funny to me. No, it's not no burst. You're just, the burst is gone. You'll be 35 in May. Trust me. You're done. The Paul George that we knew and that you knew is over. The left pinky injury, the excuses. If you're hurt, then don't play. But once you step on that court, between those lines, the expectation is that you will provide some type of positive energy. I can live with the guy emptying the clip and just, it's just a bad night. It happens. But when you're making $49 million, you got to empty the clip. You got to provide some type of leadership, some type of positive energy. $49 million, you got to give me more than 2 points. What? He scored 2 more points than us. Sit down if you have no burst. Sit down if your pinky hurts that much. He'll make 51 M's next year, 54 M's the next year. When he's 37, he'll make 56 M's, which is a player option. I guess he'll take that option. I would too. Moral of the story is, Paul George is cooked. And I'm over his excuses. I don't care about his thoughts on the Luka Doncic Anthony Davis trade. I don't care. You're overpaid and you're making excuses. If it was me, if I was running this team, you would be sitting down. Oh, but you're paying him. I could care less. What's the point of him playing? The difference between him sitting and him playing is 2 points. I'd rather give time to a Quentin Grimes. I'd rather give time to Justin Edwards, Ricky Council, a Jared Butler, who I actually like, by the way. Right? At least I know these young guys are going to give me energy. Quentin Grimes dropped 30 on the Nets. When you see a team like the Nets, as a hooper, when you play a player or against a team, even when you at the LA Fitness, you see a team, oh, you know, they can't. It's not even adding up. Mentally, like, I'm about to get this game off. Where is your pride as a hooper? He doesn't have it. But you know why? What's the point? I told somebody this week or last week. He got his last big payday. He's here in Philly because we offered him the most money. That's the only reason why. He didn't want to be in Philly. He's from California. He wants to be in LA still. This was a financial decision. He got paid the most money to come to Philadelphia. What's the incentive of going all out when I'm already got 59, 49, whatever, how much he's making in the bank? He doesn't care. Go ahead, bro, before I really go off on him, what I really want to say.
I mean, honestly, I've been done with the Sixers. People talk about the Sixers. I don't even engage in the convo. I might give a comment. It's done. PG, him specifically, everybody likes PG's game. Everybody knows he has a smooth game. We know the talent. We like the story of him, you know, having the crazy injury, almost career ending, and came back even better, more polished. But those days are over, bro. We are now in a time where PG, I don't know what to call him. Because at first, my theory was he's a third option, but that's just not his game because he needs shots. And, you know, it'd be some games where he's not getting shots. He's getting 7 shots, 8 shots, 6 shots, 9 shots. That's not a lot for a player like PG. He's used to getting 20 plus, you know. It's not a lot for him. So, you know, I compared it to when Tobias came over here as a third option. Like, we're asking a scorer to limit his game to be a third option. I think what PG is, he's known as a defender. Now, obviously, that's slowing down as he's gotten older, but he still has the size. He still has the IQ. So he should be able to play D still, right? Look at Bradley Beal in Phoenix. He's the third option. It's not working out because these guys are not used to it. But what I saw last night, matter of fact, not even what I saw, because I didn't watch the game. What I saw from the box score last night, and then I read that Maxey and Embiid didn't play, and I saw that Kelly Oubre had 30, and you had 2, and then I'm seeing tweets about Bronny James had 9 points last night, and you had 2. That's when I question your heart and your character, because I've never seen this side of PG. Like, I know who PG is in the playoffs. Not in February, though. February against a terrible team, and you're the only star player on the court. I could have swore you're getting 25 at least. That's what old PG would have did. So, I mean, I think it's pretty clear. You hit it right on the nose. He's here for the money. And I mean, to be honest, he never wanted to leave the Clippers in the first place. But they saw what we're seeing now, and they said, you know what? We're not paying you. We'll take our chances with Norman Powell taking your spot, who's balling, by the way. Smart move by them, because Norman Powell is balling this year. PG doesn't want to be here. It's clear. And he even, it's crazy to me, now that I look back on it, in the summer on his podcast, he kind of already told us he don't really care, because he said, I'm not really a first or second option no more. I'm more of a third option now. Huh? When have you ever heard any player that was a star, right, just flat out come and say that? Unless they're getting older. But I even remember when Melo was older on the Thunder, when he first got to the Thunder, and they were talking about him coming off the bench, and he was like, he laughed at it. He laughed at the idea of coming off the bench. Mm-hmm. Because Melo knows, even though his body might not be the same, he might be slowing down, in his head, he's still a killer. He still wants to go out there and contribute. He still wants to go out there and score the basketball. PG, yeah, I'm cool. I'll come to the Sixers and be the third option.
And make $49 million my first year.
It's like he didn't care. What happened? Like, if that was me in that situation, I would say, you know, I feel like certain nights I'm gonna have to be the first, second guy. Some nights and be the first, the second guy. Some nights maybe be the first, second guy, depending on the matchup, right? He flat out said, "Nah, I'm cool with being the third option. I don't even want to go out there and try to get 30 if the opportunity presents itself like it did yesterday." And we're seeing it on the court. So we know where his mind's at, man. He's focused on the podcast. He's talking about he needs to get his body right. But as you alluded to, he has a pinky injury. What? So it really do. And it's crazy because we know that PG, if he really wanted to, he could still get to a bucket. His game, he didn't forget how to shoot. He didn't forget how to dribble. He didn't forget how to make a layup. It's just an effort thing. And it's crazy because you watch the Eagles and the effort that those guys play with. And then you come and watch the Sixers. It's only a select few guys on that team who have effort on a nightly basis. That's Maxey, that's Oubre, and that's the young guys. And Yabusele.
Yep.
But Embiid doesn't give effort every night. Whether you want to say it's his body or whether you want to say it's him, the reality is he doesn't give effort every night. Though for a fact, PG don't give effort every night. So when two of your so-called top three players aren't giving effort, this is the result you get. So, yeah, man, this should just be a lesson for the organization. Like, when we, the next process, whatever we go through, the next stage of rebuilding, whatever we do, get guys that care, get guys that want to be great, get guys that want to play hard for the city. That's all it comes down to.
Listen, I'm never going to question an athlete's injury. They say they're injured. They're injured. I'm not in your body. I don't know what your pain tolerance is, right? Ben Simmons, for me, is a different situation because I just feel like he didn't want to play. It's a whole other conversation. When you get out on the court, you can't make that excuse then. Right? You put on that uniform. I don't care for any built-in excuses. No. When we show up to our jobs, we're expected to do a job, right? You can't work if you're not feeling well. Either you go to work and don't make an excuse, or you sit home. He made another excuse this week. Or was it? I don't know. Whatever. I'm caught up in these Eagles highlights. But he said it was tough adjusting to playing with Joel Embiid, right? Whose fault is that? Your franchise player can't play back-to-backs and you sitting out games. But for $49 million, you better figure it out. It's not rocket science, bro. We playing basketball. You're getting paid handsomely to do it. That's why I'm upset, because I'm tired of pampering these multimillionaires and not holding them accountable. What are we doing here? Sit him down. Because his play, the way he's playing and the energy he's giving, he does not deserve to play. He doesn't. So, Nick Nurse, I'm looking at you too. Be a head coach and say, no, you're trash right now. You stink. You're playing like a bum. You don't want to be here. I got something for you. You making $49 million? Well, sit home and make those millions. It's not my checkbook anyway. I'm getting paid already, whatever. But I'm going to go with these young guys who actually want to be here. Have something to play for, because they're playing for contracts. They're playing for their reputations across the league. And for fans who say, why do you want to tank? Why do you want to lose? It's not that I want to lose. I would rather see a team give effort and lose than just act like they don't care and lose, right? If we're going to lose, at least show some pride. At least show that you want to be there. At least show like you're going to fight for it. Otherwise, what are we doing? I could care less how much Paul George is making. I don't want to see him play another game for the Sixers ever. That's how I feel. Right? I got another list of people when it comes to the Sixers. Josh Harris, you're a clown. And you're a horrible owner. And you're fixated on your new fancy toy, the Commanders. You don't care about the Sixers. That's all I got to say about you. Daryl Morey, you're a fantasy general manager because all you do is put together big names, but you don't know what it means to actually build a culture of winning basketball and build a team that actually makes sense. You got 50-year-old Kyle Lowry and 40-year-old Eric Gordon out here. What are we talking about here? You stink as a GM. You thought getting Paul George and paying him, what was it? At 37, let's give him $56 million. You thought that was wise? I love the Eagles, but I'm passionate about the game of basketball. And I can't stand a team that is trash at basketball. I can't stand a trash GM that doesn't know the game of basketball. I got to question these GMs. I got to question Daryl Morey. I got a question. Look at your resume. What have you done? What have you proven? Anybody can say Paul George, Joel Embiid, Maxey, let's try this out. You're horrible at your job. You're doing a horrible job, and I'm going to call you out on it. That's how this works, right? When a person does great, we salute them. When they do bad, can we call them out too? Because I'm not here to just enable and just let things slide. No, I'm going to call it out how I see it. You see a trash team? Show me a trash front office. Joel Embiid, I'm done with it too. It was against the Raptors. Was it the Raptors game? Had the open three? Decided to. What was that, bro?
He channeled his inner Ben Simmons.
What was that?
What he did.
You could at least stepped in and shot if you didn't want to shoot from that far. One step. Bang.
We see him take that shot 1,000 times.
What are we doing? What are we doing here? And I don't like your energy either. So you can sit home too because your energy is not helping anything. I don't see a single leadership bone in anybody's body outside of Tyrese Maxey. And then they said Joel Embiid. I didn't watch the game on Sunday because I was preoccupied with more serious things. But apparently a reporter said that Joel Embiid told them that he probably needs surgery in the offseason. Well, me, common sense mind, basketball mind, athletic mind, if you're injury-prone franchise player during a trash season is saying, I might need surgery, well, wouldn't that say, oh, let's shut this thing down before it gets any worse. Let's get a head start on getting the surgery done because this season is going nowhere so that we have a head start on this thing. Oh, let's not wait to the summertime. So when October rolls around, we're doing the same dance of ramping up, can't play back-to-backs. Am I off here?
No, I mean, it's common sense, actually.
Am I off to say, bro, that the franchise player on this team doesn't exist? Tyrese Maxey's a great player, but as far as franchise player, does not exist on this team right now.
I mean, I believe in Maxey, but they just got to.
I like Maxey, but he's not the guy that I'm looking at. Number one guy say, okay, I'm franchise player, meaning like, okay, bona fide top five, top 10 player in this league. Team needs.
Yeah, nah. But even it's like to me, it's like I look at teams like the Grizzlies, right? John Morant's not a top five player in the league. He's not even top 10. But you know the Grizzlies every night are gonna compete. That's what I'm just asking for. You know, we'll work our way to the contending spot one day. I just want to, like, honestly, bro, I've had, like, now that we're really leaking about it, I honestly can say I had more fun watching the Drew Holiday, Iguodala Sixers.
Oh, for sure.
Than watching this.
It's a boring team to watch.
It's like all I really care about when I watch the game is Maxey and the young guys. I don't even care
about. That's the only thing to worry about.
So it's kind of like, I don't know, like. I don't, like I said, go Bears.
I'm tired of the enabling. I'm tired of the babying of Joel Embiid. I'm over that. Because I honestly can you say that Joel Embiid from the start of his career to now has done everything possible to make sure his body's in tip top shape to be able to recover from these things to avoid certain injuries?
No.
So what are we doing here? I looked at the standings online. You gotta scroll down. We don't even come up on the first half of the page, right? You're worse than the Bulls. You're worse than the Blazers. You're worse than the Bulls. You're worse than the Blazers. Yet I got to hear from Josh Harris and Daryl Morey and Paul George and Joel Embiid like, yeah, when we get healthy, if we get into that play-in, uh-oh, watch out. Stop gaslighting the fan base. Stop thinking the fan base is a bunch of fools that don't know the game of basketball. It's a slap in the face. Be honest. Shut Embiid down. Shut PG down. Play these young guys. Secure a top six, top five pick, and let's rock out. Trade him. I've been saying trade Embiid. But I'm crazy for saying that. Well, guess what? Look at where we at now. You keep playing around, you're going to be the Bulls. You're going to be the Blazers. you keep playing around. What did the Bulls get for LaVine and DeRozan?
Their pick bet.
You keep playing around. You're going to have Paul George at 36 making $50 million looking stupid.
After this showing, I don't know who's taking Paul George.
I trade him for a second round pick, whatever. I could care less. Playoff history of this team. They haven't earned the benefit of the doubt. Let's go back. 2018, you lost in the semis. 2019, lost in the semis. 2020, lost in the first round. 2021, lost in the semis. 2022, lost in the semis. 2023, lost in the semis. 2024, lost in the first round. Who's been the constant?
Simbi.
You can't blame Brett Brown. You can't blame Doc Rivers. You can't blame Tobias Harris. You can't blame Ben Simmons. At what point are we going to do a total culture shift? It's a culture that's broken. It's a loser culture. We know because we see what a winning culture is. We're wearing it on our heads and on our bodies. That's a winning culture. 70 points, it's cute. But at the end of the day, do we remember that? Or do we remember a championship series? I remember 2001 like it was yesterday, bro. I can tell you details about that run. Joel Embiid scoring 70 in a regular season game, it doesn't move me. It just doesn't, right? Like, in the moment, yes, it was great. We look back, oh, he scored a set. But that 0-1 team, that will live with me forever. We didn't win a championship, but we played with heart. We actually made a deep playoff run, and we did something that no team in the playoffs that year could do, was beat the Lakers with Kobe and Shaq. AI had to step over. Where's it at? It's somewhere. You know the picture. Stepping over Lou. Right? So, I'm done with this team this year. And we've been saying the same thing. Every time they have a little win streak, we beat the Celtics on Christmas Day, like, bro, this isn't going anywhere. They playing you. We know how this ends. I'm going to watch more Super Bowl highlights than Sixers games. I didn't watch the Nets Sixers game. I watched like the last couple minutes to see how bad it was, but I was watching Eagles mic'd up, Eagles replay. I'm watching that. I don't have time to waste watching the Sixers' bad brand of basketball. I just don't. So as we enter this All-Star break, get your rest, Paul George. I don't know what that's going to do, but whatever.
I'm going to be podcasting.
If this team has any level of seriousness in their bones, this front office and ownership, they would shut Joel Embiid down, and they would bench Paul George. Has anybody said that? That's kind of crazy to think about because you're paying them $49 million. Well,
they're not going to do it.
I don't think it's that crazy. Take away the money. Look at the production. He's a bench player, right? Call me crazy all you want, but I call it how I see it. He stinks. Sit him down. And get this lottery pick. Because the sick thing is, you know how this is going to go. They're going to finish 9th, 8th, whatever. And that pick goes to OKC. OKC is going to cook with the 7th pick, 8th pick, whatever pick they would get. I don't know. Whatever. just, you know what, Sixers, whatever. Do what you want to do. The Eagles are on top of the NFL world. We really don't care anymore. And that's the worst thing you can be as a sports franchise, is losing the energy of your fan base. But you do not deserve their energy. We're going to focus all of our energy this offseason on reliving and basking in the glory of Super Bowl Sunday, seeing what moves Howie Roseman is going to make, because he's a serious GM. Daryl Morey, whatever you want to do, I don't care. Whatever. Do what you want to do. Joel Embiid, I don't care. Paul George, I don't care. Get healthy, Jared McCain. Tyrese Maxey, hold your head up. Yabusele, get your money. Jared Butler, get your game off. Justin Edwards, get your game off. Who else? Am I missing somebody?
Kelly, keep hooping.
Kelly Oubre, get your money. Is he a free agent?
I don't know. But
Quentin Grimes, empty the clip, bro. Look at this team as a stepping stone to where you want to be, right? Like,
get some good film.
Yeah, get some good film to get where you want to be, because this isn't a serious franchise, right? So this is a great opportunity for a young guy to, like, you know, Jared Butler, I think he just got signed to a standard contract, according to Shams. Hold on. This is breaking news. So Jared Butler, like, nah, go off. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't defer to Paul George, because he isn't a leader. He hasn't earned that right on this team, in this city, to demand anything. You got your payday, but you're not doing anything else. Go produce a podcast doing what we're doing. You feel me? You want to talk about All-Star Weekend? Because I really don't even know what's going on. It's like four different teams. What's happening?
Well, I did some research. They had Chuck, Charles, and Shaq, you know, picked from the All-Stars. No, it was Chuck. No, I'm sure Chuck, Shaq, and Kenny picked the All-Star, picked three teams. And then the winner of the Rising Stars Challenge, that winning team, that'd be the fourth team. And it'll be a tournament. They're playing till 40, to first to 40. You know, it'd be like a little Final Four action. First to 40 moves on to the championship round. I think it's Chuck that has a team of Giannis and Jokic and SGA and Wemby, which is insane.
That's interesting. You can't tell.
I feel like they kind of like rigged it. Like, they told them who to pick. They just kind of made it seem like a draft, because Kenny has a terrible team, and then Shaq has all the old stars like Steph, LeBron, Curry. Bro, he got all the the mid all stars. It sounds crazy, but like the Jalen Williams, gotcha. Evan Mobley's.
Yeah,
like, his best player might be Brunson, or it might be Ant, but it's like it's kind of like the young American players.
Got you.
You got the young American players, the international stars, and then the old heads. That's Candace, how they kind of split it up.
So Candace Parker got what's her team?
No, it's not even Candace Parker. It's Kenny, Chuck, and Shaq.
I thought, why did I see a Candace Parker roster or something?
Nah, I don't think she, unless she's doing, she might be doing something for the Rising Stars, maybe.
Okay.
Or maybe they're doing the, what's the thing they used to do to, not the skills challenge, they do it before the skills challenge, the shooting thing that they do. You know, where they shoot from different spots on the court.
Oh, yeah, team. Yeah. Candace Parker is the honorary GM of the Rising Stars champion team.
I figured it was something like that.
Okay. It's crazy, right? I didn't even realize this was All-Star Weekend until I looked. I was like, oh.
I don't even know where All-Star Weekend is at. I used to know what city it was in. I don't even know where
it's at. I think it's San Francisco.
Oh, okay. That's cool, I guess.
Let me double check.
They getting the Super Bowl next year too. They lit.
Let me see. Hold on. Don't want to get people the wrong information. Hold on. Location. Yeah, Chase Center. In San Francisco. But yeah, okay. I was like, oh yeah, this is. Because it falls on you know, Valentine's weekend usually, and it's like, it's the All-Star Weekend? That's crazy. The dunk contest has zero motion. Absolutely zero motion. Shout out to Matt McClung, Sixers legend, 87ers legend, right?
Yep.
Matas Puzelis, Andre Jackson, and Stephon Castle. That's my guy from San Antonio. I have no idea how this is going to go. I know what McClung is about, so I'm just going to pick McClung to win again. Why not? They put him on ice all year, and then All-Star Weekend. That's how bad it is. You just got to Is he even playing for a team right now? Like, what is he doing?
I guess he's still on the Blue Coats. I'll have to look it up. I really don't know.
They parade him around, but nobody wants to give him a spot on the big clubs.
Yeah, you'll just have your 15 minutes of fame at the dunk contest.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you can come up with gimmicks. Oh, let's have a draft. At the end of the day, if the players don't care, if the biggest names don't want to perform in the dunk contest, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. Like, the players don't care about it, so why should we? Right? They're getting paid tons of money now. I guess it's a busy weekend for them. Oh, they got to show up for interviews and parties and appearances. I don't have time to give a solid performance in front of fans in the All-Star weekend. Yeah. So whatever.
NBA, they need to adopt what the WNBA is doing. And it's not even the WNBA that's doing it. They're just using WNBA players with the one-on-one tournament.
The Unrivaled.
I've been saying that. Yeah, Unrivaled. I've been saying that, but we know a lot of NBA players. NBA players have too much pride.
They're not going to do it.
Because they'll be embarrassed to get cooked by somebody coming off the bench. Because people don't understand. In the NBA, it's not a one-on-one game. It's a lot of guys. Like, I like a player like Malik Monk cooking some of your favorite players.
Yeah.
I like a Bones Highland cooking some of the players that you think are elite. You know what I mean? So the one-on-one game is totally different. But I just think it'd be cool. Like, that's the real essence of basketball. That street basketball, vibe. It was shake things up. Like, that'd be cool, playing one-on-one. You know what I mean? It'd be nice. But, yeah, like I said, I don't think it'd ever happen. Players, like we said, they got too much pride. But other than that, I think the most, like, watched thing, like, the most exciting thing is when the three-point contest happened or when Steph and Sabrina go at it.
Yeah.
That's probably it. Like,
not happening this year.
They're not even doing it this year, so it's like, bro.
I don't think so. Hold on, let me double check.
I saw something about it the other day, but I don't know if they were saying he is doing it or they're not doing it.
Who's in the 3-point shootout?
I don't know. I think I saw Jalen Brunson's name in it.
I think Norman Powell's in it.
I don't know, bro.
Let me see.
It's just Cook. That's all I know. It's Cook.
Let me see. Going on the NBA, John. So, Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham, Darius Garland, Tyler Hero, Buddy Hield, Cam Johnson, Damian Lillard. One thing about Dame, he's going to be in a shootout. And Norman Powell. I don't know. Have fun, everybody.
Man, just enjoy your weekend. It's Thursday weekend. A lot of people are gonna be off.
Enjoy
your weekend, man.
It's Saturday night, so there's nothing else really competing for my attention. You know what I'm saying? I'll have it on as background noise. You feel me? And I'll definitely check out the dunk contest to see. I want to see what Mac might do something. But outside of that, I'm not really locked in to like how I usually would be over there. Like, growing up, we used to record the weekend on VHS. We used to record the entire All-Star weekend and watch it back.
Yep.
This was before social media and YouTube, where everything is already available right away for you. But this was like, it was must-see appointment weekend watching on the Rising Stars, the Celebrity Game, Saturday night, Sunday night. Like, these were moments. We don't have any moments anymore. And there's nothing that the league can do. There's nothing that Adam Silver can do to restore that energy, restore the feeling again, because the players have to change their feeling in order to go back to the old feeling. It's just a new day. It just doesn't have that same feel, right? And so what's happening is players who are coming up now in this generation, this era, they see the lack of energy and the lack of stars in the All-Star weekend. They're going to follow the same blueprint unless a new generation changes the mood and changes the tone. Outside of that, it's going to continue to have no. This is probably, we talk about it for the last few years where it's just been lacking, but This is probably the worst it's been, I feel like, as far as the lack of motion, the lack of energy, excitement. Like, I'm just not into it. I'm just not feeling it this year. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't think nobody is.
Yeah, so, but thankfully, they're lucky that there's really nothing else going on, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For sports fans, what are you going to watch this weekend? College basketball, right? But football playoffs are over. You know what I'm saying? So what are you – if you want to get your sports fix on a Saturday night, Sunday night, you're going to probably have it on just to check it out. So I don't know, man. Paul George is cooked. Joel Embiid is cooked. The Sixers are cooked. All-Star Weekend is cooked. It's all cooked, bro. Any basketball thoughts entering All-Star Weekend that's really on your mind that you want to get off your chest before we close this out?
No, not really, because I feel like after All-Star break is when it starts picking up. So, we have some things to talk about after the break.
Shout out to my Thunder. That's still my adopted team in the Western Conference, the Thunder. I think they're still the team to beat. Shannon Sharpe said the Lakers can beat the Thunder or something. Is that what I saw? I've seen a lot of crazy stuff. I'm like, Alex Lynn and Jackson Hayes ain't getting it done. I'm sorry. They lost to the Jazz the other night. So, who are trying to get Cooper Flagg. Like, they're actively trying. You know what I'm saying? So, but the reality is, at the end of the day, the cream always rises. We'll find out what these Lakers are about. We'll find out what the Thunder are about. We already know what the Sixers are about. And just don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy. I might not watch another game this year, bro. To be honest with you.
Yeah, it's looking like that. I'll watch it when it's bored or if it's a good game, like a good matchup. But other than that, I'm not expecting anything. I wasn't expecting anything to begin with.
So yeah.
None of this matters to me. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. That's all I care about.
That's all that matters. Go Birds. Thank you guys for watching and listening. Don't forget to hit us up on YouTube, like, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, share with your friends on social media, group chats. We got more coming. Thank you guys for watching and listening. See you next time.
Peace out.